Hey everyone, Mike Wapshaw here with Vikings Entertainment Network. We are at the Team Hotel in St. Louis. In fact, we're in the gift shop, and look who we ran into. Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. Hi, Paul.
Found something nice, and it has my favorite color, a shade of purple.
Indeed. Are you thinking about purchasing it?
Not thinking about purchasing that, but thinking about the opportunity to get a victory tomorrow against the St. Louis Rams and have our favorite team begin 1-0.
And what will it take for us to get that victory?
Well, I think it's going to have to be a complete effort. Don't want to go to the complete cliche card, but this offense is quite capable of striking quickly, whether it runs or whether it passes. And then defensively, boy, I'd sure like them to get a turnover early. And all of a sudden, Vikings fans look up at the scoreboard. We're 5 minutes into it, and we're winning 10-0.
All right. I'm going to list some players on our roster. I need you to tell us what we need from that player to get a victory.
All right.
All right. Matt Cassel.
No turnovers. When the opportunity presents itself to strike down the field, strike down the field. If we have 4, 5, or 6 opportunities, get most of them done. This offense will be very aggressive. And when you get inside the red zone, make sure you find Kyle Rudolph.
All right. Adrian Peterson. In 2009, we came here early in the season. He was all right. In 2012, we came here late in the season, and he was an MVP with 212 yards and a touchdown. Which one are we going to get tomorrow?
That's an excellent way to phrase it because I'm not exactly sure. I would lean the way of 2012 when he had 212 yards and a couple of touchdowns. The thing is, with that defensive line, they know he's good, but they also know they can pass rush well. So if he can pop one early, I think they'll back off a little bit. I truly do believe the Vikings passing game is going to dictate the offensive tempo of this game. From Adrian Peterson's standpoint, no preseason carries. I'm okay with that because he's Adrian. Just make sure you hold onto the ball and stay calm.
One more. We don't talk about him very much. Harrison Smith. He's kind of gone under the radar in the preseason. What kind of game do we need from him to get victories?
Here's the deal with Harrison, in my opinion. Greenway will lead the team in tackles for a 7th consecutive year. Captain Munnerlin, I believe, will lead the team in interceptions. And I have Brian Robinson leading the team in sacks. But I think Harrison is going to be the glue that holds so much together that he will emerge as top 5 safety in the NFL and quite honestly could have a Pro Bowl season.
All right. Look what I found in this gift shop.
Oh, nice.
Think that'll work for tomorrow?
Absolutely. Put that bad boy on and let's win.
All right. Very good. We will win. It's tomorrow. Vikings and Rams at noon. You can catch PA's call on the Vikings Radio Network. Thanks for watching. Stay tuned for more coverage on Vikings.com.